Welcome back to Insight live on Capital Public Radio. I'm Pamela Wu. The Sacramento Black Book Fair is returning for its sixth year. The fair celebrates the work of African-American authors, poets, and artists. It features live music, poetry, games, storytelling, and activities for the younger crowd, too, at the Brickhouse Art Gallery Kids Zone. The festival's theme this year is creating a legacy. For more about the Sacramento Black Book Fair, which takes place in Oak Park tomorrow and Saturday, I am joined in the studio by one of the fair's organizers, Faye Kennedy, and participating author Frederick K. Foote. Faye and Fred, welcome to Insight.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Faye, this is the sixth year of the Sacramento Black Book Fair. For people who haven't been before, how would you describe it?
It is an opportunity to meet and engage authors both locally, regionally, and nationally, to talk with them firsthand, and also to visit the beautiful Oak Park. We'll be in Oak Park at five different venues. Like you said earlier, we will have a kids zone. So it's a place where the entire family can come and spend the day with us, particularly on Saturday, June 1st. And then we encourage folks to get more information to visit our website, just like the name, SacramentoBlackBookFair.com.
What do you see as the mission, the goal of the Black Book Fair?
So I think, number one, we would like to introduce to the public books and literature by folks of African descent, and particularly young folks, because it really complements our theme, building a legacy. So we want people to be, we want young people who are in their teens or younger, when they become older, to enjoy literature and particularly to know about folks like Fred and others who are writers and authors.
There is so much diversity within the works by Black authors. Tell us a bit about the spectrum that people can expect to be represented at the fair.
Sure. So you have people who do fiction, nonfiction. There will be children's authors. There will be folks who write self-help books. There will be folks who write primarily what we would call academic works. So the spectrum will be there. So every year, for example, we have folks who write children's books. They come over to the Kid Zone and read their books and introduce their works to children and family. So it's an opportunity for folks to really see firsthand and have an opportunity to engage with those authors and writers and everything.
Fred, you are one of the participating authors. What is your involvement in the fair going to be?
This year I'm going to be in a writer circle. I'll be with other writers and we'll be discussing the types of things we write. And I will be presenting a workshop on getting published online. So try to help people who are aspiring to see their words in print or on the screen. I'll try to help make that a reality.
What first attracted you to taking part in the fair, and what does it mean to you to take part in it?
Well, what first attracted me was Dr. Coven and Faye and all the other people that were working on it. They always do really quality stuff, and I've been interested in writing, and it just kind of dovetailed that this came. And it's a great community event because not only does it do all of the things Faye say, but it's kind of like a homecoming. It's kind of like a family reunion where people from all over and from our past and hopefully our future get together. It's a great feel to the event.
Faye, as we mentioned, the fair is now in its sixth year. How have you seen it grow over the years, change over the years?
Sure. So one of the ways we've seen it grow as well as change, initially the first 3 years, we were kind of ambitious. It was actually a Friday evening, all day Saturday, and then half day Sunday. We were just totally exhausted. And then we listened to folks who participated, and they gave us a lot of feedback. We were also really widespread. So we went from Women's Civic Improvement Center to three blocks over at one of the venue was the McGeorge Library. And, you know, Sacramento gets to be pretty hot. The first 2 years, we were like at 105, 106 degrees. And that was a long walk for people. So we came back 3 years later. We revamped. So now we're just Friday evening, all day Saturday. And we're much more compact. We only have five venues now. And it's everything is within two to three blocks walking, really less than that and everything. So we listen to folks who give us some very positive and constructive feedback and everything.
Mother Nature will cooperate with you this weekend,
yes.
too.
It's going to be a lot cooler, a lot cooler. Yes.
I'm talking with Sacramento Black Book Fair organizer Faye Kennedy and participating author Frederick K. Foote. Fred, you've brought something to read today. What are you going to share with us?
Well, I have a poem that I wrote a while back, and I called it Travels with C. And the C is like Charlie. And the reason I called it C was I had friends who were suffering from cancer. My brother was dying of cancer. So I said, I'll write this little piece. And then I wrote it, and I called it Travels with C, and I'll read it to you. It is my constant companion, reaching out to touch my community of friends, rendering them thin, binding to us to the same end, but with different paces. Step by step, we rise to fall into the memories of others.
It is short, but very impactful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that listening to it, I feel like anyone who has seen someone suffer with C mm-hmm. can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who heard this, and he said, I thought that was cocaine. But it works for cocaine, too.
Just, yeah. But I knew yeah. what you meant.
Yes.
When did you begin writing poetry?
About 2013, I started writing poetry.
2013. What inspired that?
I was at City College, and I took a class in writing poetry, and I kind of liked some of the things that you could do with it. And so since then, I've been dabbling in that.
Your poems are brief but impactful, like I said. Would you like to read another for
sure.
us? We have the time.
All right. This one's called Snowbound Train, and it's about the snow train that goes to Reno that we used to take all the time. Snowbound train, Reno bound to a Nevada ghost town. On a snow train through thunder, rain, wind, and snow. Long delays in whiteout winterland. The Donner Party comes to mind as we consume cheeseburgers and red wine.
What inspired that one?
We did get stuck up there in time.
And did you have a burger?
Yes, and they were running out of food, so we ended up with burgers and red wine.
So there's another relatable
yes,
one.
Yes.
Faye, this year's fair theme is creating a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
How is that theme going to be on display throughout the weekend?
Sure. So we're going to have various events. We're going to have authors. They're going to be writing circles, author circles where people can come together. So people may be grouped, whether they're write fiction, nonfiction, children's writers. And so it's going to be carried out that way. We'll also, the Brick House Art Gallery, that will be hosting an art exhibit talking about the whole idea of fathers and fatherhood, so people can come to the art gallery and view the wonderful exhibit. But also there will be other authors, and there will be poetry, there will be music. So it's going to be a theme that's carried out in multiple ways and in multiple mediums and everything.
So looking forward then, what is the legacy you desire for the Black Book Fair?
So we would like everyone to really understand that through literature that they can really enrich themselves, that they may not be able to travel to many different places, but reading a particular book or a series of books can really transform them. And so we're really excited. And we really want parents to bring the children out. And one of the things we always like to say, one of the things that I like about the Black Book Fair is that it's free. Everything is free. You just have to bring a little money to buy some books if you would like, purchase some food. But the events themselves that we create are free and open to the public and everything.
Fred, what do you hope folks who attend the Black Book Fair walk away with?
Well, I think on the legacy theme, every time you write something, every time you print something or draw something or manufacture something, you leave a legacy. And we leave that legacy to people who enjoy it or comment on it, and that creates the legacy mm-hmm. in them. So we transport people when we provide them with art. And hopefully that will become part of them, and they will pass that legacy mm-hmm. on.
Yes.
Community members are being encouraged to donate books by Black authors to the book drive as well that's taking place. Who will that book drive benefit? What will happen to those books?
So probably what we will do is identify particular organizations. So one of the organizations that I'm going to throw the hat in for, because we've been working with them for the past 3 years, is Mustard Seed. Mustard Seed is a program to serve children without homes or who are homeless. And so we really want to make sure that that segment of our population is included in everything. But in the past, we've provided books to like the Oak Park Community Center, Daryl Roberts, the Roberts Family Development Center. So each year we identify programs that we think that would enjoy the books and everything. So, yeah.
The Sacramento Black Book Fair takes place tomorrow. It's kicking off with an event at the Guild Theater. Saturday, it's happening at the Women's Civic Improvement Center at 35th and Broadway in the heart of Oak Park. We're going to put a link to the full schedule on our website, capradio.org/insight. Sacramento Black Book Fair organizer Faye Kennedy and participating author Frederick K. Foote, thank you for being with us and best wishes for a great event.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.